episode 800, The Art of Mindfulness.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, and welcome to Mindful Monday. I am so excited that you are here. It is another beautiful week, an opportunity for you to jumpstart what you want, to create your now in your life. We are talking about the art of mindfulness, and it's going to be a great one, a deep one. And guess what? We are celebrating episode 800. Can you tell I'm excited? I may be a little bit under the weather with a little bit congestion in my head, so if I sound kind of muffled and weird, I apologize for that. But before we go any further into our mindset, we've got to give a huge warm welcome and shout out to all of our brand new family members. Welcome to Create Your Now. We are so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. In order to live, love, and impact, we have to understand where mindfulness comes in. Mindfulness is a way for us to really be in the now. Sometimes we're awake on one level, but on another, life is just passing us by. We wonder why time flies and we have little to no recollection. The art of mindfulness, a way to be present, to be incredible, to be you. In order to create your now, you must be present, which is being in the now. But unfortunately, a lot of us are living in the past or we're gazing into the future, maybe a little bit of both, totally ignoring the now. The past is gone. The future has yet to arrive, but now is here. The present is being aware of those birds chirping outside your window. Did you hear them this morning? The wind causing the cracking and creaking in the attic. The giggles of your child playing, the breathing pattern of your spouse in the next room, the shuffle of your feet as you walk from one side of the room to the other, the art of mindfulness. Jon Kabat-Zinn says this. He defines mindfulness as the awareness that arises through paying attention on purpose in the present moment, non-judgmentally. I want you to listen to that again, and I want it to soak in because we throw this word mindset or mindfulness around. Some of us use it interchangeably. And a lot of physicians, medical providers are not only using medicine, but they're also using, yes, psychology, but also mindfulness. And studies have been done and shown how mindful we are, the control that we have over oneself. So listen again to what Jon Kabat-Zinn says. He defines mindfulness as the awareness that arises through paying attention on purpose in the present moment, non-judgmentally. Now you got to admit that you may kind of be in the present, but what happens? You judge. You are the judge of the moment. You disagree, you agree, you throw out a conviction before anything else happens. That's not the art of mindfulness. That's not what Kabat-Zinn is saying. It's to pay attention, to be attentive in the moment. We need to commit to being attentive with intention in the present moment. Florence Milo Myers says, mindfulness is the whole way of living. It's a way of being engaged, deeply connected, and tapping into an inner resource that's always available. How many excuses do you throw out? Oh, I can't do this because I don't have enough finances. I don't have enough time. There's always an excuse, right? Mindfulness, it's there. And we have control over it. You have control over it. So can the art of mindfulness help us gain more clarity and focus? Can it help to elevate your daily performance? You know, that high achiever that you are, the high performer. You want to get so much done. can help solidify and anchor what you really want in life, what your dreams are. You see, there will always be stress. Change is a constant in your life. Whether we like it or not, change will always happen. There will always be surprises and circumstances, some good and some bad. But your reactivity, how you respond to the events in your life, will affect not only the initial outcome, but your life. Think about that. E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. That reactivity, your response. If you're sitting there and you're just throwing out conviction, being judgmental, that's not being mindful whatsoever. But if you step back enough, wait, breathe, think about, have an open mind, so to speak. Understand that you may not agree, but it is what it is. It may change your reaction, which may actually change the outcome. The art of mindfulness, seeing the beauty of the bright stars at night, the sunset on your drive cross country, the breath you breathe when you're on top of the world and you can have anything going for you, or the cry of your mom from the loss of your father, the tears pooling as they hit the kitchen counter with a failing marriage, the shock and the gasping for air when beyond strapped for money. Mark Twain said, "My life has been filled with terrible tragedies, most of which never happened." Your speculation can haunt you more than your actuality, the reality of your now. Where's your mindset today? When you woke up this morning, what were you telling yourself? Oh, it's Monday morning. Great, I got to go to work. Great, I got to get the kids ready. Man, I wish it was spring break all over again. Oh, woe's me. This is going to be a great day. Woo, woo. Does that sound someone who's wanting to embrace what's right before them? Or are they wishing more that they were in the past, even though the past isn't really what they may have enjoyed, but they would much rather be there than where they are now? Or possibly gazing into the future. Gosh, if only I had $1,000 more a month, how different our life would be. Where is your mindset? Where is your mindfulness? How can you begin to use the art of mindfulness in your life? Can it really make a difference? I'm here to tell you it can. And I want to share with you a special kiss, the Keep It Simple strategy. I want to teach you how to rebalance with mindfulness. This is just a small step, but we all have to begin somewhere. It's baby steps, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. When you begin to rebalance with mindfulness, you're beginning to ground yourself in the present. Absorb that for a moment. Take it in. When you rebalance, you're beginning to ground yourself in the present. And how do you do that? Number one, it starts with attention. Choosing to be present, attentive to what's before you, not looking at the past, not gazing into the future. All of which are both okay. You need to be reflective and you need to gaze. But what happened to the now? You wonder why you missed your child's 12-year-old birthday. You don't really know. I mean, you knew you were there at the party, but what really happened? Who attended? I can't remember. And that was only 3 days ago. Attention. Choosing to be present. I like to think of it as when I'm cooking. It's really easy for me to multitask during that time. I may have something going on my tablet. I may have an earbud in one ear, and I also have a child that may be talking to me. Now, at times, yes, can I comprehend all three of those conversations at once? Oh, no, I cannot. Do I get the gist of what's going on? Yes, I do. But the problem is I'm losing something important. If I was to stop and say, wait a minute, I can't talk to you, sweetheart. I can't listen on this tablet and I can't hear what's in my ear, but I'm turning it all off. I'm going to worry about cooking right now. I'm going to focus on the cooking, what I'm adding. Because you see, I've had that experience multitasking. It didn't do me very well. My mindset was, well, so not there. And instead of opening the side of the salt shaker that would just give me a little bit of salt, I dumped out about, I kid you not, an eighth of a cup of salt.
That's a lot of salt. I'm just saying.
Thank goodness it was a really, really big pot of homemade potato soup. And so did it kind of do it? Yeah, I kind of had to add a little extra things and it all worked out and it still tasted amazing. But the kids heard me squeal at the top of my lungs. Oh my goodness. Do you think I was mindful at that time? No, I was not. Attention, choosing to be present. When you're cooking, you're cooking. When you're talking to your best friend on the phone, you're talking to your best friend on the phone. You're not trying to answer an email in front of you and text your hubby all at the same time. It doesn't work because I guarantee you something's going to go wrong. And that's not the kind of life you want to live. We want to get a lot more done and we want to cram it so much more into our 24 hours. But if you really want to live an amazing life, the life that God has created for you, it starts with the art of mindfulness. So you got to rebalance. Rebalance. Number one, attention. Number two, intention. Intentive. Intentional. Be purposeful. On purpose. On point. Know that what you're doing at this immediate time is the most important thing. Amazing what we can do and what we can accomplish. I know for me, sometimes I'm juggling lots of things in the business for Create Your Now, in my private life with as a mom, as a wife. And there are times that I have to draw the line and say, enough is enough. I can't be at both places, even though I work from home, right? So my office is right here. I can do it all the time. No, I cannot. I got to draw a line in the sand. Intention, be purposeful. So you've got attention, intention. And to continue to rebalance with mindfulness, number three is your attitude. And maybe this is something that is more of what we need to work on. You know, that whole part of being non-judgmental? Well, that attitude, being open, being curious to what's right before you, the situation at hand. Not sitting here going, oh, well, I just know you're totally wrong and I'm going to get my point across regardless of your feelings, regardless of what you just went through, because these are the facts and I'm going to throw them at you. Maybe you can remember a situation that you were in. You were talking to your husband even that way. He came home after work and was sharing a story. And all of a sudden, you were like, poo, 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 poo. All these darts flying out of your mouth because you were being judgmental. What happened to the attitude check? Open, curious to the situation at hand. It is our attitude. The art of mindfulness can go a long way. I know some think that, oh, you know, you mentioned the word mindfulness and you're like, ooh, it's a little bit woo-woo-y. And I'm not sure that. I kind of feel uncomfortable. Mindfulness comes from all different areas culturally. And there's amazing research and studies that go even further. There are things that take us centuries back as to what mindfulness, where it came from. But I'm telling you right now, when you begin to understand where you are so you can create your now, the now that God has in store for you, and you're ready to be present, to be incredible, to be you, that's the art of mindfulness. That's what we're doing. That's what we're creating here at Create Your Now. We have to be aware of what's happening. Are you sitting on the sidelines of life or are you in the game? Are you really living out what you want to have happening? That doesn't mean that you are a go-getter, so to speak. It doesn't mean that you have to be shy and reserved and you're like, yeah, woohoo, I'm in the game, but I really don't want to participate, but I'm here, I'll do it. It means that you're you. You are doing you the only way you know how to do, because you know your body better than anybody. You know your mind. You know your triggers. You know your tendencies. You know your hiccups. You know your struggles and your troubles and also your celebrations. You know it all. And guess what? So does God. He sees it all. He wants to journey and partner with you in this art of mindfulness. That's when it becomes extraordinary, phenomenal, awe-inspiring with your life and what you can do when you begin to wrap it all up together. And that's what we do here at Create Your Now. Remember, we are conditioned habitual creatures. We are. We like to be in our comfort zone. We don't like to be stretched too much, even though change is a constant. Maybe you want someone to come beside you. I would love to have the opportunity to have a call with you, to chat with you. Click on the link, Take Aim. That will pull up this cute little form. And it's cute. It's very basic. But it asks you some questions. Then it shoots me an email. And it says, hey, you've got someone who is bold enough to stand up that says, I need help. Come beside me. Help me where I'm at right now. I want to begin to create my now. You'll get a response from me, 24 to 48 hours. Now, be sure to check your spam or junk folder. I have to do the same too, because every once in a while, it ends up in those. And if for some reason you have submitted something in the past and you haven't heard from me, please reach out to me again. I promise I'm not ignoring you. But you know what? Sometimes things just get lost in infinity. We send it on the email. We think it's there, but it never gets there. So don't hesitate. We've got some exciting things happening here at Create Your Now. A wonderful way to kick off episode 800. I can't believe it. I am truly amazed. I am humbled at what God is doing in this community. I know bigger things are coming. And I got to tell you, my mindfulness, I'm scared out of my mind. And I'm trying to be open. I'm trying to be attentive and very intentional with what I'm doing. It doesn't come easy. So I want to set up a basic practice for you right now, because maybe you're like, I want to try this art of mindfulness. What would that look like? Well, first off, I want you to start with just your morning. The first three things you do when you wake up in the morning. And I said the first three things. That may be how you wipe the drool off the side of your mouth. Okay, you know, it's all right. Some of us are droolers when we sleep. Not a big deal. Maybe your day starts off with hitting the snooze button and rolling over three times before your feet even hit the floor. Yes, I hate that annoying sound. I'd hit that thing too if I heard that all the time. Or maybe you're one that your eyes pop open, bing. Oh, it's time to get up. I love it. It's a great day. Now what's next? I want you to think about the first three things. So when you go to bed tonight, and you wake up in the morning, I want you to be mindful of what you're doing. The first three things that you do, I want you to write them down. And I want you to think about, okay, how does this play into my life, these three things? Because it'll be amazing how you start your day right then. Those first three things will play out on how the rest of your day goes. You see, that's how you begin to implementing the art of mindfulness in your life. We got to start small baby steps. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. But this is your way to understand, to begin to comprehend what it means to truly be mindful, to being in the moment, paying attention on purpose, for a purpose, to be present, to be incredible, to be you. Take these learning moments. Make them teachable moments and begin to rebalance your life. Use the art of mindfulness. God created it. It's there. He wants to partner with you, and so do I. Let's do this together. Go out and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.